Hello again, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 69 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. I am deep in the woods, undisclosed woods, surrounding Washington, D.C. And this episode is going to be about the college loan debt crisis, the student loan crisis. Now, first of all, we have to understand that this is a 100% government-created problem. The government created this problem. The government screws up pretty much everything it touches. And politicians are stupid, and you shouldn't listen to anything they say. They're all dumb. So, okay, going back in time, it used to be really hard for a kid to borrow money to go to college because a college loan is an unsecured loan, right? If you want to buy a house, well, the bank can use that house as collateral. If you don't repay the loan, they seize your house. Same with a car. You can borrow money to buy a car because if you don't repay the loan, the bank can seize your car. So they have something real. Same with a business. You want to start a business to buy a building or buy equipment, or you know, at least the bank can seize all of your assets. But with a college loan, it's an unsecured loan. It's unsecured debt. So it's if you don't repay the loan, the bank is screwed. They don't do anything. They get nothing. So that's why it was used to be very hard for kids to borrow money to go to college. Well, over the years, over the decades, starting way back in the 40s, the 50s, then the 60s, you had the Higher Education Act of 1965, I think it was. It was more and more. It was easier and easier, and banks were encouraged to lend money to kids. Remember, back in, I think it was in the 60s, when they raised or lowered the voting age to 18. Remember, the voting age used to be 21. They lowered it to 18. Oh, what's a great way to get all these 18-year-old kids to vote for you? Make it easier for them to borrow money and go to college. So it's like, and then, of course, in 2009, we had wonderful Barack Obama, the hero of the people, right? Well, he basically nationalized the entire student loan industry in America, cut out the banks, and you became the lender. You, the American people, the American taxpayer, you became the lender. So, and Obama instituted these programs, these loan forgiveness programs, these income-driven repayment programs, where you could borrow an unlimited amount of money to go to college, and then you were limited, the amount of money that you had to pay back was limited. So you didn't have to repay it all. You didn't have to repay as long as your income, if your income was low, you only had to repay a certain percentage of your income. And if you, and at the end of 25 years, I think it's 25 years, if there was anything left over, you just forget about it. Just forget. Don't pay it. Don't pay anything more. So you could borrow like $1 trillion, and if you graduate college and have a work at McDonald's, you could pay a super low monthly repayment on that loan, and then at the end of 25 years, forget the rest of it. You could pay back, you know, $5,000 over the course of 25 years, and just the rest of it is just poof, just gone, and it's on the American taxpayers. This is what happened, and shockingly, the debt that students owe went from $150 billion roughly to $1.7 trillion today. So $150 billion in 2009, around there, and now it's at about $1.7 trillion. So it's gone up more than tenfold. It's a catastrophically worse problem than it was when Barack Obama tried to fix it back in 2009. And remember, Barack Obama said, oh, this is going to save taxpayer money. It's going to save taxpayer money. We're going to cut out the middleman. The banks are the middleman. We're going to cut them out. No more profits for the banks. We're going to just do it on the American taxpayer will be the lender. And here we are, you know, 13 years later, and the problem is infinitely worse. And so you have to think about what's going on here. You know, what is really happening here? You've got kids borrowing money, and they borrow money from you, from the taxpayer, and then they give it to the colleges. And then the kids pay back, but not all of it. So this is essentially a wealth transfer scheme from you, the taxpayer, to the colleges. It's a way to funnel money from you to the colleges, and the colleges love it. That's why the colleges are all, you know, they're all leftists, they're all Democrats, they're all liberals, they're all in favor of big government programs because they are making a fortune. And is there, if a kid can borrow an almost unlimited amount of money and give it to these colleges, is there any incentive for the colleges to cut costs or to control their costs? No, absolutely not. And that's why tuitions keep skyrocketing. Tuitions keep going up and up and up because, oh, our tuitions went up. So the kids just have to borrow more money, I guess, which is exactly what they do. And the politicians don't say, well, why is the tuition going up? The politicians say, well, we have to give the kids more money to go to college. The politicians don't care because it's not their money, it's your money. So these people are, and it turns into a kind of a mania. You know, this has become a mania now. And like I've mentioned this book before, The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, which is should be required reading in every American school. But of course, the public schools don't want you to read these kinds of books. Because it will teach kids about manias and about how just because everybody is doing something doesn't mean it's good or smart or right. Just because everybody is doing this, borrowing money and, you know, borrowing $100,000 to go to college and get some stupid degree that isn't even worth anything, you know, just because everybody's doing that doesn't mean everybody should do it. That doesn't mean you should do it. It's like your mother used to say, you know, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you? It's the same kind of attitude, right? So this is what's been going on. And now, of course, the Democrats want to forgive all this debt. They've made the problem worse. They made the problem worse. And now that the problem is worse, they want to just forgive all the debt, or at least a lot of it. But what will that do? That will just send a message that oh, okay, well, kids can just borrow money and just borrow even more money. Why not? Government's going to forgive it. Government's going to forgive the debt. You're not going to have to repay the debt. And that's what a lot of people have been thinking for years. And that's what a lot of these activists, that's what they want. And that's what the reality that they are creating. And it's just going to make tuitions go up even more. What we really need to do, the solution, the real solution, here it is. And this is what the Republicans should be. The Republicans should not be, don't fall into this trap. Don't go along with this insanity, this stupidity, this nonsense. Don't go along with it. Say, you know what? Here's what we need to do. Stop it all. Stop it all. Stop everything. Stop all financial aid for kids that comes from the federal government anyway. No more. That's it. You know what would happen? Nobody could afford to go to college. College admissions would plummet. The colleges would all be like, oh my God, nobody's coming. We've got all these rock climbing walls and dancing fountains and sushi bars, and we've got this professor over here who we're paying them $700,000 a year to teach one class. And this professor over here has 17 staff members so they don't have to do any work. And we've got all this landscaping. And how are we gonna pay for all this? Well, guess what? They would have to cut costs. They would have to cut slash costs and just get back to teaching. You know, pay professors to teach and close down all the rock climbing walls and the dancing fountains and the sushi bars and the all this fancy nonsense crap that is a bubble. It's a bubble. This bubble needs to pop. We need to pop the bubble. College tuitions are a bubble. And we have inflated this bubble by throwing over $1 trillion at, and I mean really over $2 trillion. I mean, when you think about it, trillions of dollars we've thrown at the colleges. And that has inflated their tuitions. And we need to pop this bubble. And what will happen is colleges will slash costs, tuitions will come down, and then people will be able to afford to go to college without borrowing $100,000 from you or me or the American taxpayer. That's how you solve the problem. So that is the origin of the problem. That is the solution to the problem. And Republicans, don't let these Democrats, don't let them tug at your heartstrings. Oh, the poor kids, oh, they've been victims of predatory lending. No, kids know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. It's a mania. Everybody else is doing it, so they figure they should do it too. Well, tell them, nope, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't have done it. That was stupid. Don't do it anymore. We're not even going to let you do it anymore. And we're going to shut all these stupid programs down. And if you borrowed money to go to college to get some, you know, it used to be that college was an economic transaction, right? It's like you buy a pair of shoes, and you want those shoes to perform a certain duty for you. And why would you pay, you know, $10,000 for a pair of shoes? You want to get $10,000 worth of use out of those shoes then, right? Well, if you're going to go to college and get some degree that doesn't, the point of going to college is to prepare you for the workforce, for the world, so that you can go out there and become an independent, self-sufficient, productive member of society. Well, if you're going to go to college and they're going to give you a degree that is absolutely useless in the real world, once again, you know, going back to my running theme here, that we as America, we have to get back to the real world, okay? The real world producing real things, moving real things. This is why I did that episode, the truckers versus the ruling class. You know, this has become the college tuitions problem has become a problem because so many kids have lost contact with the real world. They're not going to college so that they can become a part of the real world. They're going to college to hide from the real world. So we just need to stop this. We just need to say no. Just say no, just like Nancy Reagan used to say. All right, that's it. That's episode 69. You know, hopefully you liked it, and try to keep these short. And if you like it, you can share it, and check me out on social media. I've been posting some articles on social media about this topic. And, I doubt we're going to solve this problem. I mean, I hope that Republicans will solve this problem once and for all by being tough, by being smart, by being real, and by don't pander to the kids. Don't pander to the weepy-eyed liberals who are saying, oh, you have to help the poor children. No, we don't. No. They made a stupid decision, and you and I shouldn't have to bail them out. And the American taxpayer shouldn't have to bail them out. We can't afford it anyway. Look, we have no money. America has no money. America is broke. We're printing up money, and that's why we're having all this inflation. And this bailing out all these kids for their stupid decision will only make inflation worse, and it will reward the colleges who have been milking these kids for decades. So, so point out that if people complain about this, point out that, hey, Barack Obama tried to fix this problem. He promised to fix this problem back in 2009. Did he fix it? So your Democrats didn't fix anything. Your Democrats made it worse. Everything you Democrats do makes everything worse. So we're not going to listen to you. We're not going to follow your prescription for this kind of, we're not going to follow your solution, which isn't a solution at all. So, all right, that's it. I'm going to stop. Thanks again, and I will see you on the next one, which will be episode 70. All right, bye-bye.